It's good to be with you this morning, and I want to echo what Claire said. I want to welcome everybody here this morning. You're more than welcome to come to this church. Like I said, we are a family here. And you know what? Whether you're looking for a church, whether you're just visiting for one time, no matter what it may be, please feel welcome. Please do that. And if you don't, you let us know, because we don't want that. No way, shape, or form. You know, Greg was teaching there this morning, he said one thing about we'd never know what it's like, what a man would feel like for a woman to have a child. And that's absolutely right. You will not. But let me tell you something else, women. And let me give this to you right up front. Whenever you're in labor and you are having those pains and delivering that child, that's as close as it'll ever come to you knowing what it's like for a man to have a colt. That is my attempt at stand-up comedy, and I am sorry. I'm here to preach. Praise the Lord this morning. I'm going to be talking about witnessing a little bit this morning, especially about this time of year. If you want to turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter, that is where we're going to be from. Matthew 5, chapter 5. I'm also going to be in John, the first chapter as well. But let's turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter. A grandfather took his a young four-year-old grandson out into the woods to find a Christmas tree. And he wanted it, the little grandchild wanted his Christmas tree so he could put it in his bedroom. And so the grandfather took him out, and he was out there all afternoon, and the little boy just could not find a tree that he liked. It was starting to get towards dark, and it was starting to get cold, and the grandfather told the grandson, he said, the next tree that we see, that is the tree that we're going to get. He said, we can't stand out here. The little boy looked at him with sad eyes and said, even if it doesn't have lights on it? And you see, that's the thing of it is, you know what? We, as this time of year, I love the lights. Believe you me, I am a Christmas guy. I know some people get kind of down this time of year. I've never been that type of person. I love Christmas lights. I love to put them out there. Why? Because I believe as a Christian, that shows the light. That shows us the light that Jesus Christ is. That's why I love to do that. But you know what? I just praise the Lord this morning, you know, for that opportunity. If you would, let's turn to Matthew 5 and the 13 through 16. And it says this, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to be gathered in your house this morning. We love you, Father. We love you for what you've done, and praise you for your Son, Jesus, that died for us that one day, Lord. And Father, how he was sent into this world, Lord, knowing full well, Lord, that one day he would go to that cross for our sins, and we praise you for that. Lord, I praise you this morning for those souls that are here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you would open up the minds and hearts of them, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would get me out of the way this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that as the message goes out, Lord, it would go out with the intent that you'd have it to. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. Sometime in the 1980s, Thomas Edison invented the first strand of Christmas lights. I know this is not a history lesson for you, but you know what? And so to say, from that time on, the rest is history. I told you, I am one of those type of people. I love to see homes. I love to see businesses. I love to see city streets. I love to see city parks just filled with Christmas lights. Not because of some of the way that the people do the season, but because, like I said, you know what? That the light of Jesus Christ shines so bright this time of year, especially in the hearts of those that know him as their Savior. We get the opportunity, me and my wife, we've been walking a little bit, and we get to go walk around City Park up in Parkersburg and walk around Belprey Park over there. And it's just so beautiful to go out and see the lights and stuff like that. And you know what? Because of the birth of Jesus Christ, I say the more the merrier. If they want to put up whatever they want to put up there, I say praise God and let them put them up. And you know why I say that? For there was one time, you know why I believe that? The angels lit up the night sky one time. declaring that the Savior had been born. There was a star one time in the sky that shone down to the place where my Savior and your Savior laid that night. I believe that the host of heaven was lit up that night. So praise God, the more lights that you want to put up and the more that you want to put on your tree, praise the Lord this morning, go right for it. You know what? Because I believe it's only fitting. I believe it's only fitting that we do that for Jesus Christ. In John 1, it says in 1 through 5, tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That's awesome scripture, isn't it, Sean? There was nothing made that was not made that He didn't have His hand in it. And Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Him was life, and there was the life of man. And the light shineth in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God. There's a lot of people out there today that don't comprehend what the light is, what the true light is. And I say, praise God, if this time of year, if we can do anything, is to show the light of Jesus Christ and however we can do it to a lost and dying world, praise God, let's do it. I believe it's only fitting that we have that God has done so much for us, that God has sent His Son. I tell you, that Jesus that has come into my life, the Spirit that has come into my life, has done so much for me that if I cannot show forth the goodness and the light that's in my life, and not only now, praise God, you know, why shouldn't we just do it year round? Why should we not say, you know, no, I'm not one of them advocates that says just leave your Christmas lights up here. I don't know what I'm saying. But praise God, you can shine through in your heart and let the world know that Christmas lives in your heart 365 days a year. Does it not? Can we not do that? The light that shines in darkness? You know what it goes on to say in John 8:12? Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. The testimony runs all the way through the Old Testament as well. Praise God. If you're sitting here this morning and you're sitting here in darkness and cannot comprehend the light, I'm going to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ can come into your heart and show you the light that is needed in your life. I know we've talked about it. You know, sometimes if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, this is all nonsense to you. And I say that over and over again because I know. Why? I was there one time. I was there. Oh, yeah. Born of a virgin, right. Oh, yeah. Can forgive me of my sins, right. Yeah, that He's the Son of God. He's really God, all right. You don't think I did not have those thoughts one time? But then, praise God, Jesus Christ came into my heart one time. On that October, back there many years ago, Jesus Christ came into my heart. And I'm telling you, from that point on, it wasn't nonsense to me anymore. It wasn't a fairy tale when he wore. I got to reading the scripture, and the scriptures jumped out at me. And you praise God, it became life to me. And I'm here to tell you this morning, that's whenever Christmas started growing in my heart, year round, all the time. And you know what? The more of it I could get, the more that I loved it. Amen. Because I knew that little babe in a manger was my Savior. The Savior of all mankind, the Savior of the world. In Malachi 4:2, it says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. It tells us in Isaiah 49:2, it says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Praise God, I've seen it one time. I've seen it. I know what it's about. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. It has been repeated from the Old Testament right through to the New Testament. Praise God that Jesus Christ is the light of this world. the one that was born. He is the only light. And praise God, I am so thankful this morning to be able to stand up here and preach that He is that to you this morning. He is that to you this morning. Yes, it's only fitting that Christmas trees are in our home. It's only fitting that we put those icicle lights up around the outside of the house. It's only fitting that we put as much stuff out of why? Not because we want to show off, but because we know why we're putting them up. That's because of Jesus Christ. Because He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. You know what? I said this and I preach this. You know what? Sometimes we feel that only the good deserve. Only the good deserve, only those that are good, they deserve the good gifts, right? You know what? I got a little song to sing with you. I want to sing a song with you, and I want you to listen to this. You've heard it before. You better watch out. You can sing with me. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Hey. That's about as far as I'm going to go with it. It's a cute song, is it? It's a cute song. We've heard, all of us have sung it and heard it, and probably sung it to our kids down through the years. But it's got really bad. It's got really bad theology into it. Let me get into it to tell you why I think so. What bad theology in a song? Yeah, because of this. Who does a song says deserves the good gifts? Only those who are good. Am I right? God sent His Son, not only for those that are good. God knows theology, but He sends to those who are bad as well. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I thank God that He is the light that shines in darkness. And you know what? No matter. You know what? You may deserve a lump of coal in your stocking, but Jesus Christ died for you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that an awesome God that we serve? Isn't that the kind of God that, you know what? He knew. He looked down through eternity and knew that I deserved a lump of coal in my stocking and prayed God, but yet Jesus Christ died on that cross anyway for me. You know what? And get this. Not only God deserved a plan whereby sinners, but also those that are the righteous, that think they're righteous as well. Remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees? They thought they were righteous. They thought that they knew what it was all about. But not only the bad, but Jesus Christ died for them just as well as He died for the most ungodly out there. Because Jesus is the light. Jesus is that light to you and me. And I praise God this morning that He is. Remember what the name of my sermon is today is witnessing. That's what it's about. And how that Jesus is the light in our life and how that we can witness. I'm here to tell you, please don't think that it's not. His word will not return unto Him void. His word doesn't do that. If he is, like I believe, the light of this world, if we show that light, if we put it out there, praise God. Praise God, I believe people will see it. You know that star pointed? That star pointed to where the Savior lay. If you're in the darkest point of your life right now, that star is still pointing. You know that? That star is still pointing to our Savior Jesus Christ. I believe it still is there pointing. Now, you know, being the witness that we need to be is something that I'm telling you right now, praise God, it implies so many things. Ye are the light of the world again. I'm going to say, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candlestick and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto that house. Let your light so shine before men that it may be your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God this morning. How about you today? How about you? Is your light shining the way that it should? I think about John the Baptist, and it says here that he came for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all man through him might believe. Listen to me. We are that witness as well. Do you know that? We are that witness. We are a reflector, so to say, of Jesus Christ as His light shines through us. Should we not be reflecting that light to a lost and a dying world? John the Baptist, they said he came. He said, and Jesus even said in His scripture, He said, of men born of women, there was none like John the Baptist. Why? Because he was that reflection. He was the forerunner. He was the one who showed Jesus Christ to begin with. Every time that we show and share Jesus with somebody else, do you know what? You know what happens? The angels, Jesus Christ looks down and he says, look what Sean just did. He tells the angels, do you believe that? I'll read you scripture. I'll read you scripture in a minute. It says, whosoever shall confess me before men, he shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Sean, I'm telling you, if you talk about Jesus to someone, Jesus is up there. Hey, Gabriel, look what Sean just did. Hey, Michael, look what Sean just did. And that's for everybody in here that shares Jesus Christ. You believe that? The Bible tells me that all the heavens and angels rejoice over one sinner that repents. Who's leading that? Who's leading that? It's Jesus that's leading that. And he's telling him, listen, Paul, you share Jesus with someone and they've come to know you as their Savior. Praise God. I tell you what, it is party time in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Listen, you know how I am on numbers, how I am on statistics? 25% would resume coming to church if their children would just ask them. 25% of the people that was taking a survey would come to church if their children would just ask them. Another 25% would go if an adult member and their family would invite them. That's 50%. Listen to me. That comes by New Way, Lifeway, by the way. That's the one that did the survey. Listen to me. Don't ever give up hope. Ask them. They're liable to say, nah, I don't want to come. I don't want to go. I'm not ready yet. Blah, blah. They may say all kinds of things. Keep after them. But then again, they may look at you and say, thank you for asking me. Thank you for caring. Thank you for caring about me. I have heard people say that time and time again. They were asked to come to church and they looked at that person. It was a heartfelt invitation. They said, thank you for caring about me. Thank you. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the light. He is the light. And I tell you what, I am so thankful. And I hope that you have that opportunity that Jesus is looking down and you're sharing Him. And He's talking to the angels up there telling them, look what they just did for me. Look what they just did for me. He is the light of this world. I know it's Christmas time and I know some people get burnt out sometimes about this, but please don't get burnt out. Remember who this is about. Remember who you're serving. Remember when you're going out there to, it seems like, numerous Christmas get-togethers and all the shopping and all the stuff. Remember who the light of the world really is. Amen. Tell you something else, too. You go to the mall, there may be about maybe 3 or 4 St. Nicks up here, I don't know. And children go in there, they kind of figure, well, you know what, he's just a representation of the real one. I'm here to tell you there's only one light of the world, amen? That's Jesus Christ. There's only one light, there's only one true way, that is Jesus Christ. And you know what, if the one true way is what we, as we go out amongst this world, that's what we're trying to let shine forth from us, is that one true way. And I praise God this morning that we have the opportunity to do that. They come and get a song this morning. I'm done.